All right, let's try this one more time, hopefully with audio this time. I've had some issues with my Yeti, so switch into the headset that I usually only use during, what do you call it, during trivia. Blink twice if you can hear me. Give me a shout out in the comments. I see signal, but I just want to make sure everyone can say what's up. Hope you're all doing well. Take two after false start there on the first attempt. Monday morning, man. It's Monday for everybody, including my Yeti connection. Got to talk to Corey about getting a new cord. I can't wait to not hear nags. Yeah, you got that right. Good to see everybody. Thanks for sticking with me through audio issues. We don't really need to hear what he had to say about 4th and 26 anyway. Nathan, that is a fair point. Hey, man, Joey brought it up. Don't blame me. Happy birthday to Han Solo. You damn right. The OG scoundrel. July 13th. Of course he's a cancer, like yours truly. All the coolest people are. Just finished America's quarterback. Bart Starr was truly a remarkable man. Tom, yes, he was. He most certainly was. And that book is phenomenal. I'm glad you read it. What is Washington's new name going to be? Alex, we don't know. They have not announced it. They did announce that they are retiring the old name way, way, way late, but they're finally doing it. My guess is it'll be like the Red Tails or the Warriors or something, but we'll see. 4th and 26 is pretty much a swear word around me. Yeah, that's kind of like Bostic around Banky. Cannot, if you say the name Bostic, Banky goes into convulsions. It's bad. Washington Swamp. There you go. I like that. Good morning, everybody in the comments. How are you? Amon Green was a legend. Go on. He was a legend. We all know this, especially that season when Favre hurt his thumb and the entire defense knew pretty much when and where they were going to utilize Green, and he still gained like 5 to 8 yards against stacked boxes on 1st and 10. I mean, that guy was an absolute monster. What's up, Wisconsin sports fan? Thanks for joining us. Many times you've said the Smiths wouldn't come off the field. Rodgers still plays how he wants. Is this common in the NFL that top players tell coaches when and how they play? I mean, at a certain level, yeah. They're the best of the best, and they've earned that right. You know, I think obviously it's a little more pronounced with the truly elite players like Rodgers. I don't think that either of the Smiths have attained that status yet. But, you know, especially with Zadarius, you saw, man, he, whenever he was hurt, he fought to get back out on the field as soon as possible. The greats have always been like that, though. I mean, there's that famous story of Peyton Manning, who never let his backup take a snap in practice. In practice. Because he wanted to make sure he got every single rep and get as much practice in as possible, you know? So, yeah, I can't say it's all that uncommon. Maybe not to quite that level, but for the most part, yeah, the best players want to stay on the field. And they're getting paid millions of dollars to do it. Do you think there will be a trend of longer QB contracts? Nicholas, if you mean in response to the Mahomes deal, I don't think that's a harbinger of things to come. I think every situation will be a bit different. And I don't doubt for a second that teams would love to get longer deals done. But, you know, for most players who aren't, you know, the generational talent that is Patrick Mahomes, they very much want to keep those deals shorter so that they can get another bite at the apple, so to speak, in free agency. I don't think that's going to be a trend any more so than we saw. I remember when Kirk Cousins signed his deal and it was fully guaranteed for 3 years, and everyone was like, oh, the dam is broke. All these quarterbacks now are going to get fully guaranteed contracts. And that really didn't happen. So, yeah, I think it's individual. I think what you've seen, speaking of going from the Cousins deal now to the Mahomes deal, is an ability for both sides to think a little bit more creatively. And I think that's a good thing, especially at that position, which is so important in the game. I don't doubt for a second we'll continue to see an evolution in that regard, where teams and agents will try to kind of carve out ways to keep a marriage together that they think is working. But of course, it has to be mutually beneficial. I do think that will continue. What's your quarantine life schedule these days, Packers YouTube? Well, yeah, funnily enough, yeah, I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but I've been tweeting out a whole lot of old school clips because, yeah, I have been watching. But that's not quarantine life. That's just my life because I have no life outside of the Packers, really. Every summer I go down deep dive into old games just because it's the thing to do now. You know, there's the offseason program is done. We've got about a week until the rookies report. It's the perfect time to both read old school Packers books and watch old school Packer games. What more do you need from life? Really? It's funny because I look at all these people in my social feeds and their lake houses and they're on vacations and they're having, you know, lovely times at the beach. Like, forget all that. Give me the old school Packers and I'm fine. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. The poor, poor Madden developer is going to have to put effort on Madden 21 after Washington's name change. Send prayers. Yeah, they can't just copy and paste like they normally do, right? They actually have to change something. Oh, the playbooks stay the same, though. So they won't have to work too hard. Frank, how okay are you with the Packers using jet motion on plays involving play action, considering it can create blocking mismatches, asking a wide receiver or tight end to block a nine technique, i.e. Rodgers' fumble versus the Eagles? See, but now that was very specific. I don't think that happened by chance. I think that was designed to get Big Dog on that nine. Now, he obviously lost that battle, but Big Dog is a really good blocker. And I think they had designed that with, you know, that matchup particularly in mind. He just got beat. I don't hate it at all. I love it. Now you got to win. And I would have preferred not calling that shot play in that situation, because pretty much you can point to that play being the swing of the entire game. You know, if they keep the ball there and even just forget going down and getting points, if they just hold the ball till the end of that half and the game continues to play out, Adams injury and all, they probably win the game. That was such a huge swing in the game. That, to me, that was more about what I didn't love about it was the timing of the call. I think the call is fine. Big Dog just got beat. And like Rodgers always says, like, you know, getting beat physically, you know, that's going to happen. It's mental errors that kill you. That the mental errors are the stuff you can't abide. But, you know, guys are going to get beat. Hell, David Bakhtiari got beat a bunch early on last year. He's still David Bakhtiari and still freaking awesome. And you're still going to draw plays where you're counting on him taking on nine techniques one-on-one. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't hate the design at all. I'm not a fan of the timing of the call. Knowing EA, they won't even exist in the game and just be known as Washington NA. That's a good point. Which young player in the middle of our defense who's had limited action thus far are you most intrigued by? Kamal Martin. And I know people will probably point to Oren Burks or Curtis Bolton, etc. I know, and I obviously Kamal has not been in the system yet, but the more I watch his tape, the more excited I am by that selection. I think, you know, you do have to keep him clean, and hopefully the Packers can do that, but I think they've got a real kind of sideline to sideline guy, a guy who can be really disruptive if he's able to roam. And I don't know, we'll see. Obviously, he hasn't taken a single rep yet on an NFL football field against, you know, top flight competition, but I'm excited about what they have there. I just want to say I like the combo of the Super Smith brothers, Clark and Gary, on the field together. Where do you stand, Nags? I love it, Garrett. I love that idea. I think we'll see that quite a bit on passing downs. I don't think we'll see it early in sequences, but I think, yeah, on second and third and long, obvious passing situations, get those guys on the field. I absolutely love it. Maybe they rotate in a guy for Clark at times just because you got to keep him fresh, but we'll see. This shirt game is taking a step back, Nags. It's a black shirt. Like, look, there's enough Packers goodness behind me to last you a lifetime. Don't worry about my shirt. It covers my really disgusting chest, so just be thankful I'm not shirtless. Who makes the final decision on who, quote, starts? It's LaFleur. Why would he care about Billy Turner's contract? A lot goes into that. It's easy for us to be dispassionate about it because we don't have to deal with the man in the locker room every single day. Fans don't really take into account, and I don't think a lot of fantasy analysts don't take into account, the interpersonal relationships when it comes to how you manage the locker room. What something like, say, if you started a rookie over Billy Turner, what that does not only the relationship between the coach and the player, but the coach and the players in the locker room. And what that means to Brian Gutekunst. Well, you don't think I gave this guy a good contract, etc. Look, Is that the driving factor? No, no. It will be the play on the field and who, you know, basically wins that job, so to speak, if it's even up for competition, which we don't even know yet. But yeah, I mean, it all ripples, man. It all interlaces. It all interconnects. And that's one of those things that I think people discount when they're talking about the job coaches do and the good ones. Like Matt LaFleur last year, we talked so much about the chemistry and the vibe around the team. Well, that doesn't happen by accident. You know, that has to be cultivated at the top by the head coach. And I know lots of the spreadsheet analysts, warrior people, like, dismiss all of that. And I think that's to their detriment. But it's very real. You talk to anybody who's ever played in the league, anybody who's been in the locker room, everyone's attuned to it. Everyone realizes it. So it's very, very real. Let's see. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. If we are back next week, do you think players' roster spots could be lost if they choose not to report due to COVID-19? Well, let's find out if they're allowed to opt out yet. Because as of today, this morning, they are not without being fined. Now, there's no opt-out. It's not like the NBA or Major League Baseball at this point. Now, maybe that becomes something that the league and the PA agree on. But as of Monday morning, they're not allowed to opt out without facing a fine. So, I mean, if it were to come to, okay, they are the league and the PA agree, okay, you can opt out if you choose. And a guy chooses to opt out and somebody comes in and balls out in his place, yeah, that's a risk. Your job could be taken. I mean, the old axiom of, oh, you can't lose your job to injury, we all know that is false, you know? So I don't think this would be any different. It ain't show friends, it's show business. And if someone gets in there and really shines, it's going to be hard to get them off the field the following year. And that's one of the things you have to weigh, which is ridiculous, of course, but welcome to the NFL. That's life in the league. Oh, Nags, thoughts on Tippa. This kid is going to ball out. Undrafted edge rusher. His tape is just, he pops off the tape. His spin move is legit. I do wonder if he can hold up against the run. That's where he's going to have to prove himself. But man, I tell you what, in an obvious passing situation, when he gets to pin his ears back, he is trouble for an opposing offensive lineman. I'm really excited to see him on the field and see what he has to offer. Because, like I said, his tape is exciting. Ultimate NFL bubble. Pack Vikes, San Fran, Jags with Ketchman as the sole beat writer. that's a Mad Max-like nightmare right there. How would Lynn Dickey fare in today's pass-happy NFL? I remember Bob McGinn writing about this a couple years ago, saying that, Dickey would probably put up 5,000 yards a year. I mean, obviously that's a bit of an exaggeration, but, you know, you can't touch the quarterback. When you can, it's a fine or a flag. Where he would get into trouble is a lot of what quarterbacks do now is when it comes to movement, getting outside the pocket, that is definitely not his game. He is an old school, staying in the pocket kind of guy. But man, yeah, if they could protect him, he'd throw it all over the map. Wide receivers can't be touched. Come on. Who gets signed first, Matthews or Daniels? Ooh, good question. I say Matthews. Which receiver plays the most snaps from the slot this year? Good question, Daniel. Probably Devontae Adams. I know it's kind of a cop-out, but they're going to move him all over the place, and I would think it'd probably be him more so than anybody else. Maybe EQ gets in there. We did see him do that a little bit his rookie year. I think they'll rotate everybody through that position, but I think Adams will probably lead the team in that regard. Aaron Jones for MVP, Nags. Who's your choice? I mean, I'll go with Jones. I think he was the most important player on offense for the Packers last season. There's no doubt about that. Now, who knows if that continues? Maybe the construct of the offense is different, but in 2019, I don't think there's any doubt. Who's the number two wide receiver this season? Wait, sorry. Who is the number two wide receiver this season? Oh, that's Alan Lazard. It's not even a question. Not even a question. And I know, there's reason to be excited about getting EQ back. I mean, who knows what they really have there coming back from that injury and in a new system, but you like his potential. Funchess clearly is an addition from the offseason that should bring them some, you know, a veteran presence, although he has struggled with drops. So who knows how long he stays in Rodgers' favor if he continues to do so, although could be a good red zone weapon, etc. There's lots on offer, but to me, Alan Lazard is far and away the number two, and I think he's going to ball out, especially considering you've got Adams and Aaron Jones out of the backfield that you have to think are going to draw a lot of attention. Defensive coordinators are going to be, you know, worried about those two guys more so than anybody else. That should open up plenty of opportunities for Lazard. We saw him start to take advantage of that last season. I only expect that to continue this year. I'm excited to see Matt LaFleur play with the new guys. Super excited for his schemes moving forward. I am as well. I mean, what I want more than anything is to see a move away from the spread stuff and into more of his own playbook. You know, they kept around a lot of that spread formation stuff to kind of appease Aaron Rodgers. I hope they continue to develop the LaFleur part of it and a lot more condensed formations, bootlegs, get Rodgers rolling out. I'm all for it, man. Magic Man or Lynn Dickey? Oh, come on. Lynn Dickey all day, every day. I love me some Don Majkowski. I love Magic Man. Don't get me wrong. But Lynn Dickey every single time. Begleton's chances on making the squad. I think he's got a shot, right? I don't think there's any reason that if he shows up, makes a play a day, really contributes on special teams, because that's obviously his path to the roster. It's a long shot, but we've seen long shots land on the 53 before in Green Bay. They do give better and more opportunities to undrafted guys or guys from the CFL, guys from, you know, different backgrounds, more so than most teams outside of maybe the Seahawks. So, yeah, he's got a shot. He's just got to make a play every single day. He's got to do something on the field every single day that makes the coaches go, oh, look at that. Look at that. There he is again. Look at Reggie again. There we go. Oh, my, he made another play, you know. And they're talking about it in film review, and they're talking about it in position review. And if his name continues to come up and come up and come up, that's how you stick. But it all starts on special teams. He's got to contribute on teams. If he starts there, he's got a good launch point, so to speak. Do I see the Packers paying Kevin King? I don't, actually. I think if you talk about the hierarchy for guys that are going to have to get paid, obviously it starts with Kenny Clark, then it's David Bakhtiari, then it's Aaron Jones, and then it's Kevin King. I think the line ends with Jones. I think unless Kevin took a monster hometown discount, which I do not see happening, I'll be very surprised if they get something done. Now, I say that, and we'll end this, and there'll be a headline, Kevin King signs contract extension, because that's the way the world works. But if I had to guess, that would be my guess. Why do you think Witted was let go? I hope he does great in Madison. I just think LaFleur wanted somebody with a little more experience. Now, obviously, it's hard to come down on the guy too much, seeing what he had to work with. Not a ton of draft capital or free agency help in that regard. But he was a young coach. It was his first gig. And I can't imagine that he came in there and lit the world on fire. If he had, I think he'd still be around. I think LaFleur saw a young coach who needed a lot more seasoning before he was ready for the NFL. And there's no shame in that. That's totally fine. I talked to Matt a little bit about it at the combine, and he was talking about searching for coaches, because I was teasing with him about needing a wide receivers coach. And he said it's so hard to find good coaches and to keep good coaches. And, it was funny, because like, that's one of the things I want to talk to him about on the podcast. So hopefully that'll happen here in the next month or so. How much trouble are we in if Jair gets hurt significantly? A lot. A lot more zone coming to you, Green Bay, that's for sure. Try not to think about that. Does Holman have a legit shot at getting on the field this year? I kind of like his game. Maybe the slot. Yeah, Matt, I mentioned that on Friday. I think that'd be a good opportunity for him. Maybe even kicking Jair into the slot and having Holman play outside. I like his ability at the line of scrimmage, does a really good job of jamming guys, has a really good kind of feel for routes, reading route trees, etc., route combinations. Really liked what I saw from him last summer. So yeah, I think he's got a shot. He's got to pick up where he left off in that regard. He couldn't get on the field last year for whatever reason. So hopefully he continues to develop and does see a little bit more time. Is July 15th the deadline to extend all players or just players under the franchise tag? Just the franchise tag, Jake. They can extend anybody to this. Like, they could extend Kenny Clark the day before training camp or during training camp or during the season. The 15th is the franchise tag deadline. And transition tag, though, I don't know if anybody's on a transition tag this year. What can I do if I have an in-depth Packers question too long for this chat? Is there an email address I can send it to? Thank you, Aaron. Corey, yeah, sure. Send it to aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. Pretty simple. Pretty easy. I'd rather pay King than Jones, but hey, that's me. The context, I hear you. And the Packers may agree with you. We'll see. Just because of the position, right? That corner is a hell of a lot harder to find than running back. There's no doubt about it. To me, where Aaron Jones, his value lies is with this offense, with, you know, in Green Bay, with Aaron Rodgers, everything around him. He just makes it special. It's a perfect combo, all the different elements. Now, you don't want to overpay for that, obviously. But, you know, anybody saying, we can plug anybody in there, well, then you could have just plugged Tre Carson in there and gotten that kind of production, but you didn't. You could plug in Jamal Williams and get that same kind of production, but you don't. You know, you could just plug in Dexter Williams, but you can't. You know, it's like, I understand this idea that you don't want to pay running backs, but if you find one that fits perfectly and makes your offense very, very special, I want to pay that guy. I want to keep him around. I want that continuity. Again, that's just me. Brian may see it differently, but that's my thinking behind that. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Was watching the Seattle game and his run blocking alone was amazing. His control on the first level and intelligence to know when to move on to the second level. I'm not sure who you're talking about, Frank. Typo. By this, I mean Jenkins. Ah, there you go. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, Elton had a great year and he's definitely a physical guy. You love what you saw from him as a rookie. As I said in my video about guys taking that second year jump, I think he's only scratched the surface of his potential. I think you can see him continue to grow. I think he's got an incredibly high ceiling, and I'm excited to see where he heads in year two. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to go. Can't thank you guys enough. Patrick, Go Pack Go from Switzerland. Go Pack Go from New York. Thanks for the super chat. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers here on Monday morning. Make sure you're checking out the website. I know Packaday just dropped their new podcast, so make sure you check that out, along with all the other goodness on the green and gold. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Hit subscribe on the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.